All right. As we come back here on the Community Sports Report, we are 2.5 hours into our 5-hour NBA draft show. We've still got much more to come here on the show, including the actual NBA draft, which is the reason we go for 5 hours every Thursday, seemingly on June 21st, which is the exact same day it was last year, funny enough. Exactly 1 year to the day is when we're doing this show once again.
Thank you, Facebook, for reminding me of...
Yeah, it's nice that they stalk you and they're like, hey, you did this a year ago. Isn't that nice?
A year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 9 years ago. You know, periods of my life that I just like to forget.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
But thank you, social media, for, you know, stoking the fires of all the mistakes I've made in life.
Oh, you got to love it and hate it at the exact same time. Keeps you connected, but also tears you apart.
Well put.
All right. Well, right now we are live here. Joining us now on the phone, he is a midfielder from Orlando City, also out of the University of North Carolina. His name is Cam Lindley. Cam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on here.
Anytime, anytime. So, as you are an Orlando City player, we'll start with Orlando City talk and then move into basketball talk. But first off, I'm assuming you traveled with the team out to Washington?
I did not. I stayed behind, so I got to watch the game on the TV.
How was that for you?
It was kind of upsetting, you know, the stream and stuff. Couldn't get it really to work here and there. Once I figured that out, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough, grinded-out game. We had a lot of stuff going on within the organization, so to be able to get out of D.C. with the win, I thought that was massive, even though it did take penalty kicks.
Yeah, what did you think of Earl's performance out there?
Yeah, I thought he did great. I mean, he's a confident guy. I think, you know, we have 4 good goalkeepers, and, you know, he took his chance, you know, and he's shown in the past he can do it, and he did it again last night. So we have plenty of faith in him.
So now, since this is your first professional year with any club, really, coming straight out of University of North Carolina, not many American soccer players tend to do that. What kind of went into your decision of not only going into the pros early enough, but to do it with Orlando City?
Yeah, obviously it's not, you know, too common for kids to make the jump this early, but for me, I just have a desire to, you know, want to get better. And I felt like college, you know, for that year and a half was good, but I felt like it was time to make jumps to the next level to be able to play with the guys that I do now. And the Orlando, I mean, I actually didn't get to choose necessarily Orlando City. It was, you know, up solely to the GM of the Fire of where I ended up in terms of the trades I got offered. But as soon as Orlando City was in the talks, man, I was talking to my agent. I was trying to get that one to happen because I thought, you know, I knew players down there. You know, I was like, this is a great place, great fan base. I want to play there. So it worked out perfectly for me, and I think I'm on the right path in my development. And hopefully I can be at the club for a long time.
So now, when you were in college and kind of talking to some people about going pro, what was the overall consensus? I'm assuming was that you were ready, but were you 100% confident that you were ready to go and that you were ready to play? And did the coaching staff for Orlando City kind of make you feel at ease that they thought that you were ready to play as well?
Yeah, I think personally you have to believe in your abilities and know where you're at. And I felt like it, you know, I was ready for the professional level. But obviously getting on the phone with Jason and Miles and CJ and those guys before I came down, Nikki as well, you know, they just assured me that, you know, I'd be one, you know, possibly now, but especially for the future. I'd be able to come in and train with great guys like Yuri and Christian and Will Johnson and learn from them. And that was something that I wanted to do. You know, you want to be able to be like those guys, and I think it's been, you know, great so far.
And what have you learned from those guys just so far early on?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just true professionalism. Obviously, the stuff on the field takes care of itself if you have an open mind and your willingness to work and just listen to them. You know, sometimes it's not even things they say, it's just watching them and the way they move and the way they tackle, those sorts of things. But just how to be a professional, how to take care of your body, how to eat, you know, do all that so you can reach your full potential.
And how is Orlando City as an organization kind of helped you with that, not only just off on the field, but off it as well?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, the hospitality for them, as soon as they found out that I signed for them, has been great. They found me an apartment. I, you know, locked in a lease, got that settled before we even started preseason, which was awesome. And everything else has been great. You know, my body's changed completely over the past 5.5 months. You know, it's been great, and I cannot thank anyone and everyone for everything they've done so far.
So now in college, you were more of an attacking player. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of a shift for you because you've primarily so far for Orlando City, you've played at the number six defensive midfielder position. You started the first game for Orlando City this season as the out-and-out defensive midfielder. How has that been kind of in transition for you in taking a more defensive-minded role with Orlando City?
Yeah, that at first it was really tough because I guess I didn't, you know, I had never really done it before. So it was a tough situation to be in, but the guys around me helped me a lot and kind of just tried to bring me along. I feel like those first few games were tough for me. Being the lone six, I thought that was really tough. But, you know, as it's gone on, I've, you know, learned the attributes of a defensive midfielder, but still sharpening up my attacking skills. So if one day I get thrown into a different position, I'm able to, you know, perform in that position as well.
So now, throughout this season, you've kind of had intermittent playing time, but let's go back to the very first game when you were announced as the starter for the very first game for this season. What was kind of going through your mind in that situation, in that, you know, this is your first ever professional game, but it's also the season opener at the stadium in front of 25,000 fans?
Yeah, well, I was not ready for the 25,000 fans. I mean, I knew it would be 25,000. I knew it would be a sellout, that's for sure. But I was not ready for them to be that loud and, you know, to be that engaged because I'd never played in front of anything like that before. But in terms of preparing for it, I mean, I just wanted to get 3 points, get a tie, get something, you know, because you need to start off the season with a good result and hopefully get the ball moving. And luckily, Stefano scored that goal to, you know, get a point for us. So that was huge.
So now going throughout this rest of the season, obviously there's the coaching transition that's going on now. Have you talked to any players? Have you ever been through something similar like this where a coach is let go midseason and that you have to kind of adjust to somebody new?
Yeah, well, actually within the locker room, I've talked to John Spector, our captain. When he played at West Ham, he had 4 different managers in 4 different years. So it's been kind of, you know, I guess easy to relate to him because he kind of just takes control. He's a really good captain, and we have a number of guys, you know, like him, not with the same experience in terms of managers coming and going, but to know how to handle himself. So it's good, and Bobby's been great these past few days. So it's been tough, but Sex is, for me personally, has been great. If I needed to talk to somebody, he's always there to listen.
So now it's that whole kind of leadership group within the team where you have, you know, Spector, you have Kleschen, Dwyer, Bendick, all those guys. I from what Jason said in the early parts of the season, they've taken up big leadership positions. How much has that helped guys like you and some of the younger players as well kind of be a part of the team and not feel like you're the young guys kind of left out?
Yeah, that's been one of the biggest things that I've loved here since joining the team is that you don't really feel like a young guy. You don't ever feel like you get left out of his things, and they treat you just like if you were a pro for 9-10 years, and I think that's helped me personally. I think that's helped Chris grow. I think that's helped every single one of the young guys that are here to, you know, be better and to learn from guys like Will and Joe and Dom and Yoshi, and, you know, it's you can't really explain it. You have to kind of be in the environment and see how these guys carry themselves when people aren't looking. And how they lead us, because, you know, it's hopefully qualities that, you know, we'll be able to pick up on.
And for Chris Mueller, you know, you knew him growing up, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How much fun has that been, just having somebody you're so familiar with being on the same team as you coming into it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We joke with each other because, you know, we've been playing against each other since we were 12, 13, 14 years old. And, you know, I watched him in college a lot because I thought he was a great player. He said he watched me in college a lot, so it's a really cool to be able to play together. I'm super happy for his success. I don't know why people are so shocked. If you would have watched him play, he's a great player and he's been destined for this. He's a hard worker. So it's awesome to play with him now together on the same team instead of playing against each other.
All right, so let's go ahead and transition into basketball talk now.
Yeah.
You've been playing and been a fan of basketball for quite a while now. You played in high school, right?
Yeah, I played basketball my entire life. I played on the AAU circuit up until 9th grade as well.
How has it been just, you know, the last few months with the NBA Finals and the playoffs going on? Are you kind of talking with a lot of the players? Because I know Earl's a huge basketball fan. Because we've had him on before, and we've talked quite a bit on all of that. But how has it been just kind of with other guys? Are there a lot of basketball fans in the locker room?
Yeah, there's more than you think. Guys like Sasha, the obvious one, Earl, Justin Merrim, Tony Roach are all big basketball guys. So it's awesome to kind of talk the finals when it was going on. You know, who should be the MVP? Who should do this? Who should do that? And it's fun to watch. You know, we had conflicting opinions too. Tony's a Rockets fan. You know, all this kind of stuff. So it was fun, and I really enjoyed it.
So now, who's your team?
It's kind of, I think it might be transcending because I was a huge Spurs fan when Tony Parker was in his prime and managed Ginobili and Tim Duncan. I loved watching that team. I loved the way they moved the ball. But right now I'm kind of up in the air, kind of waiting for maybe a player or two to go to a team I like and then maybe, you know, try to support them.
So you were never like a Pacers or a Bulls fan kind of in that area from where you were growing up?
I wasn't, you know, I never really watched those teams, I guess. I'm a huge LeBron fan. So that's where Earl and I relate. I'm a huge LeBron guy. I think he's unbelievable. Things he does is crazy. So I kind of just watched LeBron. So I was a LeBron fan, and I loved the Spurs because my dad liked them. So I never really watched the Bulls or the Pacers.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. If your dad likes something, they usually pass it on to their kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, my dad was a Cubs fan, so that's how I became one as well.
Well, I like the Cubs. I like the Cubs too, so no worries.
Yeah, you and Chris, you're good. You don't like the White Sox, that's fine, you know. but yeah, so speaking of LeBron, you kind of teased it a little bit. You're waiting for some things to happen, but what do you think is going to happen with LeBron?
I think they either got to obviously get a big name for him to stay in Cleveland. He can get the most money. I think it's like $55 million. They can max out his deal, stay in Cleveland. But, I mean, I don't think his destiny is, you know, he has to win more championships. I already think he's the best, if not, you know, one of the best of all time. But I think I could see him going to L.A. And seeing Kawhi and Paul George going there, too. I don't think he'd go to the Rockets and... I don't see him going to the Sixers because I think that would just kind of wash away Ben Simmons because Ben Simmons and LeBron are both really ball-dominant players, not very good off the ball. So I could really see him either going to L.A. or staying in Cleveland. What do you guys think?
Staying in Cleveland?
I think he could stay in Cleveland.
I mean, he could stay in Cleveland. It depends on if they can build a roster around him, though, because it showed in the finals that he just doesn't have any help.
Tonight's going to go who they take at number 8. Here's what I've said about it. If he doesn't stay, and I don't think he will, he always tends to go where he's wanted, or not wanted, but needed, because he left Cleveland to go to Miami to get them over the hump. Then when that became a hopeless situation, he went back to Cleveland to get them over the hump. Now I think Houston can't beat Golden State in the Western Conference Finals, so he goes to Houston to help them beat Golden State, and then they beat whatever dreck the Eastern Conference puts out.
He's already said, like, publicly he doesn't like the city of Houston, though.
But does he like numbers on his checks before the commas?
I don't know. Probably.
Although at this point he's just throwing more money on top of a pile, so I guess that's not as much of a factor.
I think you're right. I think you're right in saying that, and I think his relationship with Chris Paul is going to have something to say with that too. I think if he goes to Houston, like you're saying, they're gonna be very, very good, very good.
Never forget the banana boat. It was like him. It was like LeBron, Chris Paul, and Carmelo. I think it was. They were all on a banana boat in Miami, and Dwayne Wade as well. So that's like a huge running joke continuously.
To me, banana boat is sunscreen.
No, it's like an actual like boat that's shaped like a banana.
Won't find me.
Just rolling your eyes. Okay. So now, looking at the draft here, have you looked at any of the players that are coming out of the out of college this year? Do you like anybody specifically?
Yeah, so one of my buddies I played AAU with from age of 7 to 14 before he moved to Missouri, his name's Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, yeah.
We're familiar.
So I played AAU with him for about 6, 7, 8 years, and we are really good family friends. I actually spoke to his dad and Michael a few nights ago when I was trying to get him to join the Puma family. Shout out to Puma coming back into hoops. But no, I really like Michael. I hope he falls. You know, I hope he falls to Orlando. I'd love to live near him, but I know he's projected like 8-9 just because of his back injuries. But I mean, he can score at every level. I think he's, you know, obviously he's big, he's lanky, and if he didn't hurt his, I think if he was healthy all season, he's in contention for the number one pick.
Where do you think?
Obviously, I'm biased towards him.
Where do you think he falls? What do you think the best fit for him?
Yeah, I think it's tough because obviously, you know, I'd be shocked to see Chicago pass on him. But, you know, rumors have been spreading today that Wendell Carter's been, you know, in talks with Chicago now and they really like him. But I think realistically he might fall to Cleveland. And I think Cleveland might pick him up. And I think that might not be a bad spot for him, especially if LeBron leaves, because they're going to need a guy that's going to score. But I would love to see him come to Orlando, man. That would be awesome. It'd be so cool.
Hey, Cam, are you still close enough to him here to know if he's truly healthy?
Yeah. So I spoke to him the other night, and yeah, everything is good to go. There's no issues with him. He's 100%, and just excited to get to work. He said he's just kind of, he was so depressed the past year, just, you know, not being able to play, especially obviously playing with Jonte, his little brother. He loves playing with Jonte. So yeah, I think, you know, he's healthy and he's ready to go. Whatever team gets him is getting the steal, I'm telling you.
All right. So outside of Michael Porter, I mean, are there any other guys that kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, well, obviously I think every person that's about 21 and under loves Trae Young. I think he's a fun player to watch. I don't know how well his skills are going to translate to the NBA. But he's a good guy, and I think that Jaren Jackson could be a pretty good NBA prospect. I know he's kind of hidden behind Bagley and Ayton. Those are obviously the, you know, two best players in the draft, other than maybe Doncic. But I think Jaren Jackson, he grew up in the Indianapolis area. He played at a high school about 25 minutes away from me. I think he could be a very good pro. You know, he can step out, shoot the three. He's got a, you know, good wingspan, block shots. So I think he could be a good pro too.
So now, I'm assuming you played point back in your day, right?
No, actually, I put on the inside now. Yeah, I played point.
Had me fooled for about half a second there. I think that kind of coincides with you being like a midfielder, distributor, yeah, kind of. So that makes a lot more sense. But from your playing days, what was your best attribute? What do you think you were best at?
Yeah, so I think I was just kind of a floor general. You know, got the ball to where it needs to go, and when I was open, I hit shots. I just kind of was a good point guard, kind of led the team, and kind of that's how I always stayed around, and, you know, the good AAU teams and whatnot, just because I could hit a shot and I would handle the ball. Yeah, that was probably my best attribute, just kind of leading the team and being that true point guard that doesn't really look to score and just always gets everyone else involved.
Have you ever had a shooting contest with the other guys on the team? Because Earl, he says that he is the best shooter out of anybody.
I think I'm a better shooter than Earl, but we're going to have that happen for sure. There's a little hoop in the locker room, and I'm not the best on that hoop, I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, the little hoop is a little bit different than
tough,
the big
right?
one, right?
I know, they always compare it. I'm like, no, it's completely different, completely different.
Well, I think, Cam, we're going to let you go because you've got training early in the morning and all that, mm-hmm. We appreciate you coming on, spending some time talking with us about hoops and about soccer, and we wish you the best of luck in the rest of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I hope all is well, and I hope continue to enjoy your next couple hours.
Oh, we absolutely will. We've got stocks of coffee and bananas now. It's hilarious that one of our co-hosts literally brings in bananas as we talk about the banana boat. Unbelievable. Yeah, the potassium. Got to keep our energy up. Anyways, that's going to do it for our good friend Cam Lindley. Cam, thanks again for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. And with that, we're going to take a break here on the Community Sports Report. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay tuned.